PA calls his master. Yeah, the third day. The studio goes back to the very beginning. The playtime. The garden. The set of stars and galaxies. The composition of the cosmos. Or maybe, I could tell you about the incredible logistics of the centralized experiment, the satellite, and solar system. Or, I could start with how surfaces people can look like a feather in a waterfall. Sitting down to write the book that comes before the book. Let the room to write words that no one reads. It takes a commitment to follow the plan, to fail the experiment, leave from the world. It takes patience, accepting the distance between discovery and repetition. It takes a deep and loving relationship. With repetition, and repetition, and repetition, and repetition, and repetition. Following the following of every vacuum, density tumble. Every layer sinks lower and lower. And keeping an eye on the chronograph and fusion of frequencies. There is another approach to skywriting. Not writing in the sky, but with the sky. The joint collaborative undertaking shared between the programmer and the plasma. Tonight, you'll run your experiment with an instrument for however many times. You watch them so many. When you do it again, will you get the same result? Won't it be a clear night tonight? Will we be able to see the stars? Will we be able to see the glow of charged particles dancing in the evening?